The basis of our homily this morning is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 19th verse. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. If you ever want to feel insignificant, go to a science museum where they have a counter of the Earth's population and watch how quickly those numbers change, adding new births, new lives, you might say, to the world's population. At the same time, if you want to see how amazing and unique and different you are, consider your own conception and your own growth inside of your mother and who you are. To think that from the size of a grain of sugar, a single cell that contained all of the important details and ingredients of who you would be today, sitting here right now, grew inside of your mother. The only thing that's been added is food and water and oxygen. The color of your hair, your eyes, how your teeth would line up, how tall you would be, your bone structure. All of these unique things, even the sound of your voice, was contained in that little grain of sugar-sized cell. It's just fascinating. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, the psalmist said, when we consider how God knit us together inside of our mothers. This body that you and I have, that stands and sits here today, this human body that we have, at the same time, carries with it the disease of the effects of sin. And we can feel that in our aches and pains and difficulties that we have to face physically. And all of us are well aware of the fact that someday these bodies will wind down and wear out and end up in a grave somewhere. As one theologian put it, we are all capsules of mortality. Or as Luther used to say about himself, he is nothing but a bag of food for worms. I used to always enjoy the baptismal rite when parents would bring that little newborn baby to the baptismal font. What a privilege to be the one that gets to transfer them from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And one of the activities inside of that baptismal rite that I always appreciated was making the sign of the cross, that ancient symbol that the church has used to show what's taking place for both soul and body. The sign of the cross, both upon the forehead and upon the chest area, to signify and symbolize that this individual has been redeemed by Christ. And then I would get to read these words from the agenda. God has graciously called you, speaking to this little baby's body, God has graciously called you to be a partaker of the inheritance in the saints in light through our Lord Jesus Christ. Understanding the gifts and blessings that come to us, soul and body, in baptism is just so wonderful. No wonder in the ancient church, Origen, the early church father, it's told about him that his dad, when he was a tiny little infant, would go into his room at night and kiss his chest because he knew this was the temple of God. Just in a few verses earlier from the text which I read for you, St. Paul says these words to the believers in Corinth, just as he would say to us today if he was here. You were washed. You were sanctified. That means you were set apart as a holy vessel for God. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. And now he goes on to say this. Don't you know that you are not your own, for you were bought at a price? Now, normally the thought of being owned by somebody kind of goes against our grain. It conjures up images of the slaves and shackles and masters and people controlling people and hurting and abusing people. But this is a completely different type of ownership that St. Paul is talking about. This purchase of us, of you, is completely different. how amazing it is to be owned by the living God, by the God of heaven, the God of salvation, the God of the angels, the God of eternity. And it cost him a great deal to get you. It took the very precious blood of his son. This is the price that he laid down so that you could belong to him. Right on our campus, across from the Sports and Fitness Center, right about the place where you enter the parking lot and the road that heads down to Edgewood Place, that used to be a little street full of houses I lived on there as a child. It was called Edgewood Road. Right on the corner of that property, right on the corner and on the campus now, was this old run-down house. And some who are here today that remember that place remember that for years it was not a very pretty sight. It was not very well taken care of. The front yard would often have cars parking in it. It ended up getting such a pool of mud in front, there really wasn't any grass left at one point. I remember as a child walking by there, and there were some days you could actually smell the house. It was so filthy and full of such stench. All of a sudden, a young couple came along and purchased the house. Other people who lived on the street had thought about buying it just to tear it down. They were hoping it would improve their property value. That's how bad it was. But this young couple came along and decided to buy the house and began to just put a lot of energy and work and time and effort into restoring it. And I remember coming back to campus and seeing this house that was such a pigsty when I was a kid, and now it was just so beautiful and so nice, and it was so well taken care of, and the lawn looked great. You could tell that there was a new occupant in that building. Whoever owns and occupies a building, it's going to show ultimately on the outside as well, and what is done with that facility. Listen to what Paul says about you and me spiritually because of what Christ has done for us. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost who is in you? Now, this is interesting. God doesn't just refer to you as a house that he lives in. He doesn't just refer to you as a motel room that he stays in for a while. You are a temple. You could not find a more glorious, grand, and wonderful example in real estate for God to pick as for what he would call you than a temple. Go back into the Old Testament and read the building of Solomon's temple and the expense that was put into it, the craftsmanship, the beauty that it must have had. It was known and thought of in the ancient world as one of the most glorious buildings ever built. This is what God uses to describe how he looks at your physical body, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, knowing this, knowing that this is how God views us, how God looks at you through baptism and his word, why would we want to take the temple of God and run off with it into fornication? Why would we want to take the temple of God, our physical bodies, and unite them in forms of prostitution, whether that's physically going and paying for it, or whether that's doing it through a magazine or the internet or some movie that we watch? Why would we want to take the temple of God that he has consecrated with the blood of Christ and fill it with drugs and alcohol that cause us to do things completely against the will of our gracious God? Why would we want to do that with the temple of God? Why would we want to take his beautiful edifice and treat our bodies carelessly with our health? Today, let us take this glorious temple that God has created in us by the work of the Holy Spirit, and spiritually let us return it back to the waters of our baptism, where we have been washed and cleansed in the blood of Christ and forgiven in his sight. A day is coming when another sign of the cross, hopefully, will be done over your body, and that will be at your gravesite. When the pastor stands and says, "May God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit keep these remains until the resurrection of all flesh." You and I have been purchased with the most precious currency and commodity there has ever been in the world, the blood of our Savior. Let us show honor to God for his purchase, and let us reflect the fact that there is a brand new occupant living in us. Glorify God in your body. Amen. Let us rise and unite in our Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.